ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। तो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 8th चैप्टर। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टू मदर यशोदा। दिस इज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग लीला विच टुक प्लेस इन ब्रह्मांड घाट। सो दिस वर्स नंबर 6 यू कैन ट्राई टू रिपीट आफ्टर मी। त्वं हि ब्रह्मविदां श्रेष्ठः संस्कारान् कर्तुम् अर्हसि बालयोरनयोर्नृणां जन्मना ब्राह्मणो गुरुः। त्वं योर होलीनेस हि इंडीड ब्रह्मविदां ऑफ ऑल ब्राह्मणस और पर्सन्स हु अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज ब्रह्मन। ब्रह्म जानाति इति ब्राह्मण। श्रेष्ठ यू आर द बेस्ट। संस्कारान सेरेमनीज परफॉर्म फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन। कर्तुम अर्हसी बिकॉज यू हैव काइंडली कम हियर। काइंडली एक्सिक्यूट बालयो ऑफ दीज टू सन्स कृष्ण एंड बलराम। अनयो ऑफ बोथ ऑफ देम। नृणानाम नॉट ओनली ऑफ देम बट ऑफ ऑल ह्यूमन सोसाइटी। जन्मना एज सून एज ही टेक्स बर्थ। ब्राह्मणा इमीडिएटली द ब्राह्मण बिकम्स। गुरु द गाइड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। माय लॉर्ड यू आर द बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस एस्पेशली बिकॉज यू आर फुली अवेयर ऑफ ज्योतिष शास्त्र द एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल साइंस। देयरफॉर यू आर नेचुरली द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग। देयरफॉर बीइंग सो सिंस यू हैव काइंडली कम टू माय हाउस काइंडली एक्सिक्यूट द रिफॉर्मेटरी एक्टिविटीज फॉर माय टू सन्स। परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृष्ण सेज इन द भगवद गीता चातुर्वर्ण्यम मया श्रेष्ठम गुण कर्म विभागशः। द फोर वर्णस ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य एंड शूद्र मस्ट बी प्रेजेंट इन सोसाइटी। द ब्राह्मणस आर रिक्वायर्ड फॉर द गाइडेंस ऑफ द होल सोसाइटी। इफ देर इज नो सच इंस्टीट्यूशन एज वर्णाश्रम धर्म एंड इफ ह्यूमन सोसाइटी हैज नो सच गाइडेंस एज द ब्राह्मण ह्यूमन सोसाइटी विल बिकम हेलिश। इन कली युग एस्पेशली एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट देर इज नो सच थिंग एज रियल ब्राह्मण एंड देयरफॉर सोसाइटी इज इन अ केओटिक कंडीशन। फॉर्मली देर आर क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मण्स बट एट प्रेजेंट ऑल्दो देर आर सर्टनली पर्सन्स हु थिंक देमसेल्फ ब्राह्मणस दे एक्चुअली हैव नो एबिलिटी टू गाइड सोसाइटी। द कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इज देयरफॉर वेरी मच ईगर टू री इंट्रोड्यूस द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम इन टू ह्यूमन सोसाइटी टू दोज हु आर बिविल्डर्ड और लेस इंटेलिजेंट विल बी एबल टू टेक गाइडेंस फ्रॉम क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणस। ब्राह्मण मीन्स वैष्णव। आफ्टर वन बिकम्स अ ब्राह्मण द नेक्स्ट स्टेज ऑफ डेवलपमेंट इज टू बिकम अ वैष्णव। पीपल इन जनरल मस्ट बी गाइडेड टू द डेस्टिनेशन और गोल ऑफ लाइफ। Therefore, they must understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole system of Vedic knowledge is based on this principle. But people have lost the clue. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. and they are simply pursuing sense gratification with the risk of gliding down to a lower grade of life. Mrityu sansara vartmani. It doesn't matter whether one is Brahmana or not. No one is born as a Brahmana. Everyone is born as a Shudra. But by the guidance of a Brahmana and by sanskara, one can become Dvija, twice born, then gradually he can become a Brahmana. Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated so as to become a Brahmana. At least there must be opportunity to allow everyone to attain the destination of life, regardless of whether one is born in a Brahman family or Kshatriya family or Shudra family. One may be guided by a proper Brahmana and be promoted to the highest platform, being a Vaishnava. Thus, the Krishna consciousness movement affords an opportunity to develop the right destiny for human society. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity of Garga Muni's presence by requesting him to perform the necessary reformatory activities for his sons to guide them towards the destination of life. ये कंटिन्यू रखना है ना ऑडियो वीडियो चालू रखना है ना हाँ ठीक सुनाई पड़ रहा है ना क्लियर आ रहा है ना ठीक ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर is entitled Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form. It's a very interesting leela which took place in Brahmanda Ghat. There is a very nice video where Srila Prabhupada is taking the disciples on a yatra. That you have seen where your ever well-wisher Prabhupada is taking. And some very senior devotees were fortunate. They went. Actually, this is a manifestation of Krishna's internal potency. That Lord Krishna and Balaram, they are playing, and suddenly Balaram and all the other friends, they complain to Yashoda Mata that Krishna has eaten dirt. Krishna ne mitti khai. So, Krishna is supremely innocent. He is acting like a baby. Krishna is supremely innocent, and he is acting like a baby. And he says, "Mother, I have not taken, maine mitti nahi khai." There is one saint in I think Braj song, "Krishna, maine mati nahi khayo, maine hi mati khayo." That means, maine hi mitti khai hai, maine mitti nahi khai. And we know the story of how Yashoda Mata asked Krishna to open his mouth. And when Krishna opens his mouth, Yashoda Mata sees the entire planetary system, the entire universe, all the planets, the sky, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, and she is bewildered. Is this Krishna my child? Krishna mere putra hai, Krishna my child? Or this is the potency of the Lord bewildering me. I am thinking Nanda Baba is my husband, Krishna is my child, he is Jagadish, he is the Lord of everything. And then Krishna, of course, covers her because he does not want that Vatsalya to be disturbed. So this is actually the arrangement of the Lord. There is a devotee who is in Madhurya Ras. Krishna makes that devotee feel that he is superior to the Lord. Because unless the devotee is by the Yogamaya is covered, he cannot chastise the Lord. Yashoda Mata is chastising the Lord sometime, trying to tie Krishna with a rope. And here, in today's verse also, we are seeing that how Nanda Baba, he's welcoming Gargamuni and is glorifying him, that you are the best of the Brahmanas, you are the best of the astrologers. Nanda Baba does not know that his son is Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord. He does not need any astrological chart, forecasting. Prabhupada writes that Jyotish Shastra is there, according to Jyotish Shastra. One can actually make out the entire future of a child. The child is born just by putting the date of birth, you can get details. Nowadays there are some software also, you know, online. You can just put a date of birth, Bhaskar Gaur Prabhu, and then it will come out. Pure devotee, fully engaged in Vrindavan Seva, Nadhanam Najanam Sundari. So actually, astrology is a science. But I went to an astrologer, actually. I was traveling with one other person, and he wanted to visit an astrologer near Bhilwada, Rajasthan, very famous. So he told me, actually, that other person wanted to see. So he said, "Would you like to see?" I said, "I am not interested, but what is your opinion?" He said, "For whatever I say, that will not apply to you. Whatever your future is there, that please know that according to Jyotish Shastra, Shani laga hua hai, Mangal hai, all the other grahas are there. So inauspicious. Suppose it is there inauspicious or auspicious. But because you are engaged in devotional service, so this chart does not work for you." So Hari bol. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. When one engages in devotional service, he becomes transcendental to the laws of material nature. Of course, sometimes a devotee may have to suffer for his past activities. Lord Brahma offers this nice prayer. Tatte anukampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag bapurbir vidadar namaste jiveti mukti padesa daibhag. That a devotee, when sufferings come upon him, he thinks that this is due to my past sinful activities. Even a devotee may not have done sins, but he always thinks like that I deserve to suffer more. Probably because of my karma, my head was going to get chopped off. I was going to die. But Krishna just cut my finger in the small bleeding of the finger took place while I was cutting vegetables for the Lord. So Krishna is giving me a concession, 0.1% punishment, 0.01%. Like sometimes, you know, you are in a traffic and the police catches you to pay 5,000 rupees, or not 5,000, at least 500 rupees, because you are driving over speed. But you give to the cop 100 rupees and then it is settled, you know, small amount. So Krishna, he gives special concessions to his devotees. Either he may totally destroy, or he may give some token reaction. But that reaction is also for our purification. Because when miseries come, then devotee remembers Krishna. Present crisis of pandemic, this corona crisis also, so many devotees are suffering. Of course, by Krishna's mercy, Vrindavan is much better, but Delhi, Maharashtra, Bombay and Pune, it's like there is actually a great queue. Bhaskar Gaurprabhu was serving in Pune for many, many years. There it's, you must pray for Pune Vasis. Their parents are still in Pune. You must pray. I hope they are in good health. You know? It seems that there are no beds available for patients, and in those who die, they have to wait for 24 hours for cremation. It's so painful. So how can we understand? It's very bewildering, and it's happening to devotees also. All we can say is that the Lord's will is supreme. He is doing whatever is best for every living being. But it's good to pray, like so many places in Mayapur also, they are doing Nasima Yajna, offering prayers, chanting extra rounds for the benefit of human society. Prabhupada says in one lecture that there was a bubonic plague. You have heard this? In 1887, 100 years back, आवाज क्लियर नहीं है तो ठीक है मैं इसको फिर से ट्राई करता हूँ सो एट दैट टाइम व्हेन देयर वाज अ प्लेग थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल वर डाइंग इन बिकॉज ऑफ because of the situation, of the pandemic. But one great sadhu, I think he was from Gaudiya Sampradaya, and he just gathered people and encouraged them to chant holy name, chant Hare Krishna. And even Hindus and Muslims, they all participated. And of course, that is the only cure ultimately. इसको log off करके log in करूँ? अच्छा पास में रखना है क्या और?
शायद
ये क्या दूसरे channel पे? अभी ठीक है? So, astrology is definitely a science, but Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself was an astrologer, but he never practiced. he studied astrology. He was given this title Siddhanta Saraswati because he wrote a book also. What was that book? Surya Siddhanta. But he thought it's more important to preach Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, he would tell his followers that you should read this book Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat 100 times. Yeah. Because that will awaken pure love of Krishna. When one devotee asked, it was not devotee, outsider person, he asked Srila Prabhupada, aap bhavishya dekhte hain kya? Can you see future? Haath dekhte hain kya haath? So Prabhupada said, you simply clap your hands and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All your lines will change. Vrindavan Vyapi ko dekh la, sab line change ho gaya, you know. He chanted Hare Krishna. So a devotee, actually Prabhupada would sometimes become angry also, that why you are going to astrologer? There is no need. Because you are surrendered to Krishna. Maro bhi, rakho bhi, jo ichha tohar. When I am surrendered to Krishna, Krishna will take care. Krishna says, Aham tvam sarapapebhya mokshayishyami maashyucha. I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. So, a devotee is not so much interested in this kind of science. Although it is a Vedic science, astrology, even Ayurveda, Prabhupada says that actually the Brahmanas, they would have this knowledge and they would go about and distribute this knowledge and they would not charge any money. There is no fixed charge. Nowadays, astrologer first they will charge 1,000 rupees just to see your. After charging 1,000 rupees, they will say, Prabhuji, aapke graha mein ye hai, this is there, so you have to do some yagya and you have to pay 5 lakh rupees. 2 lakhs will go in my pocket and 3 lakhs will go to some other person. So this become a business. But previous time, with brahmanas, they would simply do as a service. If somebody is pleased, he may say, okay, please take this money for your maintenance. Even education, material education was also like this. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a teacher, he was traveling to East Bengal and he was giving knowledge of grammar, not spiritual knowledge, material knowledge, Nyaya and Vyakaran. And so many people would go to him because Nimai Pandit was very famous. He was very famous. He was like, people would come in hundreds, thousands of people, they would like to get knowledge from Nimai Pandit. So he went to East Bengal and there many were coming. And at that time, one Brahmana came from Varanasi. His name was Tapan Mishra. You have heard this story? Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra was from Varanasi and he was confused about what the goal of life is and how to achieve that goal. He had read many, many books, and you know, reading too many books confuses. That's why Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu in Rupa Goswami says, Bahu Shastra na padiva. Do not read many books. What we read, Prabhupada books, that is enough for perfect understanding. So he was confused after reading the Puranas, and he wanted to know what is the real goal of life. And he went, and he had a dream. The dream, the Lord told him, go to Nimai Pandit. He will tell you what the goal of life is. So he travelled all the way to East Bengal. Mahaprabhu was in Bangladesh at that time. And he approached the Lord after all the students had left. So Mahaprabhu told him, I will tell you the answer, but keep it secret. The goal of life is to develop pure love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Kuriyoga. That love for God is there in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened. And the means is to chant the holy name. I will give you this 16-word, 32-letter Mahamantra. This is the first time in history that Lord Chaitanya gave the mantra to some devotee. So in one sense, Tapan Mishra is the first initiated disciple. There was no formal initiation, but when the mantra is given, that is initiation. So Lord Chaitanya told him to simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in this way, deliver, it was delivered. So this is the case. Like Lord Chaitanya was, when he was leaving, then he had many, many people came and gave some cloth, some gave gold, some gave silver as a gift. So Prabhupada is making it very clear that Brahmana should not become a profession. Shudra, he will work for getting money. Vaishya may also do for money, but Brahmana is satisfied. And Brahmana means he will not keep something. Whatever he gets, he will distribute. Dadati pratigina. Not accumulation of too much wealth. His dependency on Krishna is increased. When one keeps wealth, then there is a dependency on wealth. But if you do not keep wealth, then you depend on Krishna. There is one story in the pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. There was a seminar or a debate in Midnapur, West Bengal, Midnapur. So many, many scholars had come together and they were discussing what is Brahman and Vaishnav, which is better, Brahman or Vaishnav. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was supposed to go and present the Vaishnav point of view, but his health was not good. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And they started discussing on the basis of Shastra. So in the beginning, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started speaking as if he is favoring the Brahmanism. These are Brahmins who are smarta Brahmins. That means I am Brahman because I have got Brahman thread. My father is Brahman, my grandfather is Brahman. But that is not... Brahmana means one who has knowledge of Supreme and one who is one who is a devotee of Krishna, he is greater than a Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahman. So, Like suppose I say, I am a doctor. Prabhuji, did you go to medical college? Are you studied? No, no, no. My father is doctor. My grandfather is doctor. My great-grandfather, my uncle is doctor. Evam parampara praptam, imam doctor ebhyo, you know. Thus I become doctor. But if you do not know medical science, then who will go to you for medicine? Ram naam satya, jida upar bhej jayenge, kuch bhi dawai likka. So, just like medical science means you need a degree. So, brahmana means there should be qualification. Guna karma vibhagasha. Krishna says, chaturvarne maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasha. Not simply by janma, but by guna and karma. The brahmanas are predominantly in the mode of goodness. Satya, dama, shapa, satya, shama, tapa, tapasya. The wealth of a brahman is tapasya. Nowadays sometimes you find people say, I am a brahmana. I don't eat meat, but I take fish. Fish eating brahmana. You find in a Konkan area like that. So one should go by quality, not by rubber stamp. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was asked to speak, at first he glorified brahmanas. Krishna says, I love brahmanas. Namo brahmana devaya, go brahmana hitaya cha, jagat hitaya, krishnaya, govindaya namo nama. Krishna is the lover of brahmana, protector of the cows and the brahmana. And then it is said that when the grains cooked in ghee are offered in the mouth of the brahmanas, ghee pakwan, then Krishna becomes very pleased that the brahmanas are being offered. So the brahmanas were thinking, oh, he is on our side, he is favoring us. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explained, what is real brahman? He explained that real brahman means one who has the qualities of knowing the supreme brahman. Supreme brahman is Krishna, param brahman. So actually one who is a Vaishnava, he is already a brahman. Just like somebody has studied graduation, it says BSc or BA, then I do not have to ask whether you passed 10th standard, whether you passed high school. Automatically, if you have studied graduation, then you automatically pass the lower stage. Similarly, one who is a Vaishnava, he has already gone to all the holy places. Aho vatsya pachado gariyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam. One who is chanting Hare Krishna is more than a brahmana. He can deliver everyone. There's a brahmana, if he is not a devotee, he cannot even deliver himself. There's a story in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Advaita Acharya was having a festival, a Shraddha ceremony. Rajavidya Prabhu knows this story. You know. So it's a very common story. So he invited all the brahmanas for prasadam for his forefathers. And the custom is that when everybody is sitting, then the most qualified person is given the first serving. So, Advaita Acharya called Haridas Thakur for the first offering. Haridas Thakur was feeling, you are calling me, I am not even a Kshatriya, I am not even a Brahmana, I am less than Shudra, I am a Mlechha, I am very fallen. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mlechha family. But Advaita Acharya said, Toma bhojan kari koti brahman sam bhojan hai. Feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million brahmans. Because you are always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One who is chanting the holy name is taking bath in all the holy places. He is doing tapasya. There is no comparison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nahi nama sama vrata, nahi nama sama tapa. Nāmeva param mukti, nāmeva param bhakti. There is no austerity compared to the chanting of the holy name. There is no charity. Even if I give 10 million cows decorated with gold, that cannot be compared to the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna even once. So we are so fortunate that Prabhupada has given us the Mahamantra. So we should be eager to accumulate this wealth of the holy name. And all other wealth is temporary, but the wealth of the holy name is eternal. So just like we chant 16 rounds, that is of course minimum, But whenever possible, she try to get more and more holy name, try to chant more and more. Develop pure Naam Ruchi. Naam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva and Jiva Daya, the three important qualities of Vaishnava. Serving the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Daya means preaching, distributing books, distributing prasad, and most important, Naam Ruchi. Naam Ruchi means developing taste. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that beautiful song. Anybody knows that song? Where he says that, when will I get taste for holy name? There's one song. Yes. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Aparadha guchi shuddha name ruchi. Kripa bala habe ridaya sanchar. When that day will come, when I will develop shuddha naam ruchi, taste for the holy name. Aparadha, I'll become free from offenses. And shuddha naam ruchi, I will develop taste for that. Korite Shri Krishna nama uchcharana pulakita deha gadgada vachan. When it will happen that tears will flow from my eyes as I chant the holy name, I'll be in ecstasy, my hairs will stand on end. Trinadikahina kabe nijamani. I will consider myself to be lower than a blade of grass. When one develops this quality of humility, then the holy name automatically springs from the heart. One should see that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. So I should offer respects to every living being. Trinadikahamani. Because the blade of grass has some significance, but I am a spark of the Lord, insignificant. So I am lower than a blade of grass. And Sahishnuta guna vriksha samani, more tolerant than a tree. A tree, sometimes the tree is not given any water. The tree is drying up. The tree does not ask for water. If water comes on its own, the tree will accept, but the tree will not demand water. Similarly, a devotee should not demand or ask anything from anyone. If anything comes by the will of the Supreme Lord, he should accept that this is the will of the Lord. That whatever the Lord wants, be grateful to the Lord. And another quality of the tree is tolerating heat, rain, it gives shelter to others. Now, you know, in the afternoon time here in Vrindavan at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's so hot. You need to walk from here to the gate, becomes difficult, 100 feet. At that time, if you see a tree on the way, you want to rush on the tree and take shelter of the tree in the hot summer. The tree is tolerating the heat and giving shelter to others. Similarly, a Vaishnava should cultivate this quality of trying to help others, trying to help others become Krishna conscious, trying to help others on a material level or spiritual level, so that it please the Supreme Lord. Another quality of the tree is that one who cuts the tree, sometimes somebody comes cutting the tree will give its wood and shelter to that person who is about to kill. So a devotee should think, whatever I have is for the service of the Lord, for the devotees. Let me offer everything to the Supreme Lord. In that mood one can chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is also the disappearance day of Abhiram Gopal Thakur. So I have been asked to speak a little bit of Vrindavan Hari Prabhu's favorite topic. He always likes to hear about Vaishnava Acharyas. Abhiram Gopal Thakur is actually Sridhama in Krishna's Leela. He is one of the most intimate cowherd boys. And in Kali Yuga, we know Krishna and Balaram has appeared as Gauranga and Nityananda. And they are preaching the glories of the holy name. So, one day Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started feeling separation from Sridhama. Sridhama, Sridhama, he was calling out. And he told Nityananda that, you know, we were in Vrindavan and we were performing pastime with all my cowherd boys, Sridhama, Sudama, Madhu, Mangal. But Sridhama is not here. I want his association. And then he told Nityananda Prabhu that actually what happened is that during Dwapar Yuga, when the pastimes were being performed, Krishna, Balarama and the friends, they were playing game, and sometimes they would hide. So Shidama, in that game, he went to hide in a cave in Govardhan. Govardhan, right? And he did not come out. For 4,000 years, he was hiding, Hare Krishna. Amazing, you know. I think he did not have a cell phone or mobile. Otherwise, he would be caught. So, thousands of years passed by, and Shidama was just inside the cave. And so, the devotees of the Lord, they are not disturbed by the external situations. They are completely absorbed in the Leela of the Lord. Who can describe their qualities? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started saying, Shidama! Shidama! And he just fell to the ground, unconscious, and told Nityananda Prabhu, go and find Shidama. So Nityananda Prabhu traveled and came all the way to Vrindavan, went to Govardhan, and he saw, he called out loudly, Shidama, Shidama, Shidama came out of the cave, and he saw Lord Nityananda, thinking, who is this person? He's dressed in blue color. So he asked, who are you? He said, I am your friend. I am Balaram. Do you not remember? In Dwapar Yuga, we were playing together. He said, I want to test you. Are you really Balaram? See, I will go around Govardhan very fast. And if you can keep up with me, or you can catch me, then I will understand that you are Lord Balaram. So Shidama, he started running, and Nityananda was running after him four times Govardhan Parikrama. And wherever Shidama would go, he would see Nityananda Prabhu were just behind him. So Shidama could understand that this is the same, my dear friend Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Brajendra Nandana, that same Supreme Lord, Nandanandana has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu called him, Murkha, you are a fool. Why? Because you are sleeping so long in the cave. The Bengali verse from Abhir, there is one book called Abhiram Lilamrita, like the Prabhupada Lilamrita, Abhiram Lilamrita. So in that book it is mentioned, Kahile hoiche kalikala ghumaya rahila murkha jatite govala. He said, you are a murkha. In the age of Kali, you are a foolish coward boy. You have sleeping for almost one whole yuga. Dwapar Yuga is over now. Kali Yuga has come. And Lord Chaitanya has come to chant the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya is remembering you. Please come to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shidama was thinking, I am from Dwapar Yuga, and Dwapar Yuga size would be very long compared to Kali Yuga. And for me, I will have to take birth again and go through the suffering of entering the mother's womb. So, how? I do not want to go. This is painful. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, you don't have to change your body. You can come with me. Come, let us go together. Let us meet. From Vrindavan they started moving and they came to Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya, Shidama saw Lord Chaitanya, was filled with tears. Lord Chaitanya was crying, Shidama was crying, and they both embraced each other. For a long time they were embracing each other, because Shidama is in a Sakhya Ras. Sakhya Ras means Krishna, Ami Tumi Ek, Tumi Bada Nahi. You are same as me. You are not superior. Sometimes when Krishna would be tired, his coward friends would massage Krishna. And sometimes when the coward friends would be tired, Krishna would serve them. this is Sakhya Ras. So now Lord Chaitanya Nityananda were thinking, how to, because now Abhiram, who is Shidama, is very tall in size. So just to make him come short, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda performed the Leela. They climbed the shoulders of Shidama, just like Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman are on the shoulders of Hanumanji, Bajrang Bali Hanuman. So they climbed and as if they are going to play, and as soon as they mounted, Shidama went whoop, he became normal Kali Yuga size, like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he became one of their associates. And Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda, Shidama will call Abhiram. Abhiram means not different from, no difference from Ram, Balaram, no different, Bengali. Lord Nityananda revealed that in the future, that people will understand that you are not different from me. So there are, Lord Nityananda had 12 cowherd boys, Dwadash Gopal. So one of them is Abhiram Thakur. Gaur Ganodesh Deepika explains. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda, you go and preach in Bengal and I will give you some assistants. So one of them was Abhiram Gopal. One was Sundarananda. And there's an interesting story about the wife of Abhiram Thakur also. Her name was Malini Devi. And she was an expansion of his potency. It is said that just by hearing about Malini Devi can make even an atheist turn into a devotee of the Lord. There's one story that once in Vrindavan, in the bank of the river Yamuna, once some gardeners, they saw from Vrindavan, one box was floating. In that box, there was a beautiful girl. And this box came all the way till Khanakula. That place of Abhiram Thakur is called Khanakula Krishna Nagar. You know, Khanakula Krishna. Khana is a river and Kula means bank. Yamuna Kula. So Khanakula Krishna Nagar. So, it is said that as soon as that box came, there were some plants on the bank of the river. The plants which were dead, they were become dried, they became blossomed again. Beautiful flowers came up. And when they opened, the gardener opened this box, just by seeing the beautiful form of Malini Devi, they became unconscious. All the dead and decaying plants, they were brought back to life. And then they were offering pranam, and Malini Devi said, I have been in the box for a long time. Please get prasad for me. I have not eaten for a long time. Then she said that I have actually come to help Abhiram Thakur in the Leela. So all the villagers were very fortunate. And actually at that time Khanakula Krishna Nagar had a name Kazipur. That was the ancient name, Kazipur. So at that time the Kazi, he got a message. Ek bada khajana aya, khajana. Big treasure has come. Like khajana means some money must be there, gold, silver, or apple laptop or something very valuable will be there. So he said, I want that khajana. So he arrested the gardeners. He said, I want this. Then the gardeners told that this is not this khajana of money and rupees. And instead of divine personality, one great personality has appeared. So then Kazi released all the gardeners. He had put them in jail. He released them. And he said, please bring Malini Devi to my home. And Kazi, although he is Muslim, he said, I will serve her personally. She is a goddess. And from that time she requested Kazi that now you should change the name from Kazipur to Khanakula. After some time Abhiram Gopal married Malini Devi, and he was very powerful. It is said that if he bowed down to someone, if that person is not pure devotee, he would die. And even Shalagram Shila, if they are not a good Shalagram Shila, then it would crack to pieces. And he had one whip called Jai Mangal. Whomever he would beat, he would get love for God. But we don't invite him, because if he comes and offer pranam, finished. Very few of us will remain alive. So, actually there is a story of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda married Janava, he had a son. And they called everyone for the child name-giving ceremony. And Abhiram Thakur offered pranam, the son died. Second time, third time, seven times it happened. Finally, Janava Devi told, next time please don't invite Abhiram. So next time they didn't invite Abhiram. But Abhiram, he got the news. Then he saw, Abhiram got the news. So he went to cross the river. And the boatman said, who are you? Said, I am Abhiram. Oh Abhiram, I cannot take you. Nityananda Prabhu has given me money to not bring you. And he has paid me in advance, don't bring him. So Abhiram said, okay, he just took a piece of cloth and put it in the water. It became like a boat and he came there. And as Janava Devi and Nityananda Prabhu saw, they came out and told Abhiram, please give your blessings, don't come inside. Abhiram said, this time your son is not ordinary. He is incarnation of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So he came and offered pranam and the son remained alive. So this is an interesting story. Also he went to Mukunda and Raghunandan. You know the story, Raghunandan, he would offer laddu to the Lord Gopinath. So when he came to know that Raghunandan is such a pure devotee, I want to meet him. And Mukunda was worried, my child may not be pure, and if Abhiram Thakur offers obeisances, then you know he may die. So he told his son to go somewhere, hide. So his son went away, and then Abhiram said, where is your son, Raghunandan? I don't know where he is. And by Krishna's arrangement, Raghunandan came himself. And Abhiram Thakur offered pranam, and Raghunandan was still alive. And then they both danced in ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as they were dancing, one of the anklet of Raghunandan, it fell down and came to one place called Nupur Kund. You seen that place? Nupur Kund. It's near Katwa, that near Shrikhanda side, where this place is there. So, just one more pastime of Abhiram Gopal. Actually, some deities, where he offered pranam, the deities were not bona fide, they broke. But there's one deity of Gopalji and Vishnupur and Krishna Rai, these two deities, they even after Abhiram offered obeisances, they remained like this. And the last one story of Gopinath is there. One deity of Gopinath appeared in a dream to Abhiram and told him that I am inside the ground. Please take me out and worship me. So Abhiram started digging. The beautiful deity of Gopinath holding threefold bending form appeared. And Malini Devi and Abhiram Thakur and the devotees, they installed the deities. And the merciful Gopinath, the deity is still there. On the right of Gopinath, there is one deity of Nityananda Prabhu. And left side is the deity of Abhiram Thakur. When Abhiram Thakur left the world today on disappearance day, he entered into the body of the deity of Gopinath. So that place where Abhiram Thakur found Gopal deity is where there is one kund, which is now called Ram Kund. Ram means here Abhiram. So it is named after Abhiram, Ram Kund. And there is another deity of Malini Devi, that is the wife of Abhiram, that is also worshipped. The deity of Malini Devi is kept not on the altar, it is kept inside hidden. So if you request the pujari, then he may allow you to have her darshan. So one day Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they all came to Khanakula Krishna Nagar. Abhiram Thakur was having a grand feast. Lord Chaitanya wanted to attend. And after offering bhoga, they were serving prasad. And Malini, his wife, was serving prasad. And you know, the women, they cover their head with the cloth. So while serving prasad, the cloth fell down. So she was serving two hands, and then extra two hands came and put it back like this. So then everybody could understand, this Malini Devi is not ordinary. She is a very special deity, divine personality. So there, if you go to the temple now, you will find the deity of Malini with four hands. Four-handed form. And this festival is held in the month of Chaitra. Last month was Chaitra, that is March, April, Krishna Saptami Tithi, Krishna Paksha Saptami. It is a great festival which took place at the time of Lord Chaitanya. So the grand festival was being taking place, there was Siddha Bakul. What happened is Abhiram Thakur had one flute, he would play his flute. And that flute was made from the trunk of a tree. So this flute was so heavy that 16 people could not lift that flute. 16 log bhi utha pa rahe the, itna heavy tha, 16 people. So Abhiram Thakur would lift it very easily and he would play the flute. So one day he took a small portion of that tree and put it in the ground, and whoop, immediately a plant came up like Siddha Bakul. So it is called Siddha Bakul today also. And this tree, all throughout the year, it will produce beautiful flowers all 12 months, but no fruits, only flowers. So that's why it is called Siddha Bakul. And like if you go to Vasudev Ghosh Samadhi, there is one Siddha Bakul there. Then Nityananda Prabhu, where is Eka Chakra, there is one place where that Bakula Vriksha is there, where Lord Nityananda would play. And of course Haridas Thakur, one Siddha Bakul is there. So last story is, there is one small river that is called Kana Nadi, blind river. What happened was Abhiram Thakur was there and he was going to take bath and his kopin was kept outside. And the river came and took away the kopin. So Abhiram Thakur was very upset. He cursed the river. You know, he said, because of that the river dried up. It's called Kana Nadi, blind river. Not much water. So Abhiram Thakur's whip is called Jai Mangal. Ghora Chabuka Nama Jai Mangal, Tahar Tara Mare Kare Loka Prema Vibhal. Ghora Chabuk Nam Jai Mangal. A Ghor Chabuk Nam Jai Mangal. Taha Mari Kare Loka Prema Vibhal. Whomever he would beat, he would get pure love. Then Janava Mata told Srinivas Acharya, you should go and visit Abhiram Thakur. So then Abhiram Thakur took the whip and beat him once, two times, three times. And Abhiram Thakur was, Srinivas was so much ecstatic, he was crying and chanting Hare Krishna. And in this way we could understand that he was very special. So today we pray for the mercy of Abhiram Thakur, because he is one of the associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. We can pray for his mercy that he can beat us with that whip of Jai Mangal, so we can get love for God by chanting the holy name. And we can also offer prayers. So many devotees, today also we announced about Pankaj Angri Prabhu. So many devotees who are afflicted with COVID. Let us pray that Lord Narsingadev protect them and give them good health to continue in devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments? Jai Shri Abhiram Gopal Thakur ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. Khanakula Krishna Nagar ki Jai.